Well, it's no surprise that with hundreds of thousands fleeing Syria and other countries torn apart by conflict, the refugee crisis has dominated headlines this year. About 100 Syrian refugees are expected to arrive in Northern Ireland before Christmas, but some already here say they live under a cloud of fear and intimidation. Our reporter Ian McDull has been finding out how some of those people have found a peaceful retreat in one of Northern Ireland's most spectacular landscapes.
I'm here to help my friends, my new friends here, to build a big wall like a Chinese wall.
That's Mohammed from Algeria. He's one of a growing group of refugees and asylum seekers living in Belfast who spend their spare time doing conservation and preservation work in the Mourne Mountains in County Down. And today, under the shadow of Slieve Birna, we're rebuilding stone walls. John McAvoy of the Mourne Heritage Trust, which looks after this area of outstanding natural beauty, explains.
The unique feature of the Mournes, no matter where you go, people will always say the stone walls is one of the most unique features we have. They were built 100, 150 years ago, and it's one of the things we do, is the Trust does, is manage those. There seems to be an awful interest this last 6 to 8 months now on going back to doing the traditional skill, the wall stone wall.
Well, it's not raining at the minute, so probably better start, wouldn't
it? Amar from Sudan and Elizabeth, who's Colombian, come to the Mournes regularly. For them, living in Belfast can be intimidating, but here they can find peace.
We come to Morina Mountain just as a volunteer. Just time, just to me, not for my family.
It's more peaceful, this place, and the air is fresh. So, yeah, that this is good for my mind, too. Yeah, mm-hmm. I love it. Yeah. Today is our first time with the rocks, so... Yeah.
Are you enjoying it?
Yeah.
Mary McAnulty is from Mediation Northern Ireland. It's the charity helping refugees and asylum seekers to settle into their new lives in Belfast. A day in the Mournes, she says, has a healing effect on the volunteers.
Nature does amazing things. Just to be in nature, and lots of people, you know, suffer from trauma and anxieties and things. So just being out in nature and having a day out of Belfast is great. You know, so I think, you know, if your world's very small, like just the area you live in, when you're exposed and this is part of you, you know, you live in Belfast, these are your hills, you know, this is our hinterland, you know, and we're proud of it. And I love to see other people becoming proud of it and feeling that, yes, you know, they've got a sense of place as well.
Mohammed wholeheartedly agrees, and for him, it's also about changing perceptions.
I'm looking to help people, and they have some people here, they have bad things about Muslims people. We are looking to change these ideas from the media.
And have you done the walling before?
No, it's my first time, and I think it's a very good experience for me.
Oh, this is the real deal today.
But it isn't just a one-way thing. The Mourne Heritage Trust relies on volunteers to do this kind of work.
They're willing to get their sleeves rolled up, get stuck into it. Yes, there's a wee bit of a language bar, but as the day goes on, you'll see them lifting the stone, doing exactly as what we're doing. They pick up as we're going along, and absolutely, they're very, very valuable. You can see the 30, 40 metres almost built there today.
Living in the city and then coming out into the countryside, into this beautiful area, how does it make you feel?
Very relaxed, better than the city. It's very enjoyable than the city. But here, very quiet, everything is perfect for me here.
Enjoying the countryside there in the Mournes. That's Ian McDull reporting.